When the Apostle Paul penned the 1 Corinthians letter, he addressed the error of denominationalism and its inconsistency with unity, which he likewise exhorted the church in Ephesus to give diligence to keeping unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:3-6. He dealt with spiritual maturity in his work in the gospel before addressing questions that they themselves had made inquiry in chapter 7-15. Before Paul addressed their questions, he lighted upon a matter of moral concern, saying, "It is actually reported that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not even among the Gentiles, that one of you hath his father's wife." 1 Corinthians 5:1. The church was fostering fornication, of which Paul said, "Such fornication as is not even among the Gentiles." Fornication, that being illicit sexual intercourse. Illicit is unlawful. Today, religious organizations are yielding to the pressure of society in approving illicit sexual intercourse. Paul identifies such conduct when, being led by the Holy Spirit, he said, "God gave them up unto vile passions, for their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working unseemliness, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was due. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting." Romans 1:26-28. I'd encourage you to listen again to yesterday's audio regarding the Lord's attitude toward such activity.